Things are really heating up in the city of Avon right now. Lots of cool things happening. And here to tell us about some of those cool things going down in Avon is the Avon Planning Coordinator, Pam Fechter. Pam, how are you?
I'm doing well, gentlemen. Good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon to you as well. And boy, where do we begin? So much great news. So much great news to talk about what's going on in Avon. I want to begin with something, though. Last week, you had talked about how some plans were recently submitted by a Chicago-based doggy paddle, a Chicago-based company, Doggy Paddle Aquatic Center, for a very, very large indoor swimming facility. Over 7,400 square feet is a swimming facility for dogs. I mean, wow, what kinds of light can you provide on that?
It's a really interesting concept. They presented to us two indoor heated swimming pools to allow your dogs to come in and get relaxation and exercise they need. I was actually looking on their website today, and their mission is to promote physical and mental longevity and the special bond between pups and their parents.
And it sounds like there's obviously a lot more than just the pool itself, but it's going to be one of those places where you can essentially just go and pamper your pet, correct?
Pretty much this is just indoor swimming. They have the pools where your dog can go for a half-hour swim session, and then they have an indoor dog park that will be utilized by the people who are using the pool. But this is 100% allowing your dog to come in and exercise and bond with you, even though the person is not allowed to swim with their pet. There's trainers in the pool with them. It's a nice, unique thing that's coming to Avon. We're seeing a lot of that.
That sounds really, really cool. And to talk about what could be in store for, well, those that aren't walking on four legs, but how about this this potential, this new thing that could be coming in Avon as well, called the Main Event? Well, that really sounds like it could certainly turn some heads. It's a Texas-based company, and there are rumors out there they want to build a very, very large facility, 50,000 square feet. Holy cow. For those who aren't really familiar, what exactly is this Main Event all about?
Well, the Main Event is not officially submitted yet to the city, but there are rumors out there that they're coming to town. From what I understand, it is a 50,000 square foot facility. It's similar to the Dave & Buster's that we all know, but this one focuses more on bowling, pool tables. They have a small arcade, and they also do laser tag. So it's nice to see some new, like you say, entertainment for someone else besides our loved pet to come into town and give something for our residents to do.
Yeah, no kidding. Dogs can have a good time. Perhaps the humans will be able to run over there as well and have a good time if it decides to make its way to Avon. Now, Pam, I wanted to ask you, I mean, these are some big companies talking about coming in. It seems every time you turn around, there's new restaurants popping up in Avon as well. We hear rumors that a big boy will be coming to town here in the not-too-distant future, and then, of course, Melts coming into the Avon area as well. What makes Avon the right place for these new restaurants to be coming in?
I just see with our location and our proximity to downtown, as well as our three interchanges, it makes it a very popular place for people wanting to locate. It's exciting because we're seeing a lot of different places coming in that are either new to Ohio or new to Northeast Ohio. So we're very fortunate and grateful that a lot of these places are coming in.
I'd have to imagine that a lot of travel areas are excited about that as well, because I know, at least myself, when I'm driving on the road, I see the signs for those restaurants. I think that looks like a town I want to spend some time on.
Definitely. And I would say probably during my day, most of my phone calls are still centered around when will Meijer and Menards open.
Oh, nice.
And they're coming.
We're talking with Pam Fechter, Avon Planning Coordinator. She's joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. For those who maybe aren't familiar with the process, Pam, how long does something like this take? Let's take the Doggy Paddle Aquatic Center for the example here. How long does something like this take to plan, put together, and then execute before it goes up and it opens to the public?
Oh, that's a really good question. I would say the planning process is going to take you roughly about 2 months. It's a 30-day submission process prior to the meeting. You go through that process. It's about a month or two going through our building department. And then I would say within about 4 months, if everything goes well, they can get that shovel in the ground and start building.
And it's an interesting process because it's not like you wave a magic wand, all of a sudden you both sides agree, okay, let's put this thing up and away we go. I know there's certainly a lot more that goes into it. Matt had touched on something a few moments ago I want to revisit here if we can. You know, Mayor Jensen had tweeted the other day about melt possibly coming to the area. Is that something you're able to confirm, or if not, you know, what do you know about that situation?
My knowledge of that situation is they have signed the lease to the former Bar 145 facility. Unfortunately, other than that, I do not really have any timeline on when they hope to come. But they have signed their lease for that facility.
Okay. And then he had also mentioned something about Big Boy as well. What do you know about Big Boy? And if it does come to town, where are they thinking they may put that?
Interestingly enough, if they do come to town, they're looking in a strip center. They're looking in our city center area near Chipotle.
Oh, wow.
And it would not be a freestanding building like we're all kind of used to with all the other Big Boys. I know they had talked with our building department and submitted some drawings, but I'm not exactly sure where they are in the process.
Boy, that could really do a lot of good here, too. I think, you know, Big Boy is one of those things. It's almost like a blast from the past.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people.
Most definitely.
Yeah, I mean, the old school burgers and shakes, you really can't go wrong with that option, can you?
No, not at all. And even if it's not a freestanding facility, I hope they have that freestanding Big Boy guy outside.
Yeah, the original Big Boy. I think we brought this up on the air a while back. We were talking about stories, bizarre things that people try and steal. This is 20-some years ago, someone tried to steal that statue, and they tried to put it in the bed of a truck, and a cop was rolling by and looked over, saw that thing in the bed of this guy's truck, and said, wait a minute, that's not normal.
No.
So it's
no, not at all, even though we might have all thought about it once or twice.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. I mean, we're not immune to that. I'm sure that thought maybe crossed our minds at some point here. We're talking with Pam Fechter, Avon Planning Coordinator here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Boy, and I think the other great thing about the city too, Pam, is the fact that it just really seems like there are so many terrific locations to put these places. You talked about a couple of businesses earlier in both Meijer and Menards. Where exactly are these both going to go up?
Menards is actually going to be on the north side of Chester Road across the street from Cabela's. Meijer's is going to go a little bit further east on Nagel Road near the new Levin Furniture Store across the street from there.
And any idea as to when those might be open for business?
I think with Meijer, we're probably looking around 2019 for them to open. And Menards, they're going to start doing some site work this year, but I would think they're probably going to break ground in 2018.
Hey, I also see here the Duluth Trading Company's coming in not too
far
away.
We're so excited about that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are. And that's going to go near the Cabela's, I understand, too, which is another store people drive from miles around to get to. Talk a little bit about the Duluth Trading Company coming in and what the plans are for them.
We are very excited to have Duluth Trading come. They're about a 14,000 square foot facility. For those of people who do not know, they predominantly work with outerwear, more workwear. They're based out of Wisconsin. And if you ever get a chance to Google them, their commercials are very cute. And their concept is just really neat, and we're glad to see them complement the area.
Yeah, they've got some great commercials, I think, out
they
there.
They do.
And again, they're that sort of working man, sort of outsider guy who wants to go out, go hunt, and sort of perfect next to that Cabela's, it seems like.
Exactly.
Well, a lot of cool things going on. Pam, where can folks go to find out more about what may be coming to Avon in the near future?
They can give City Hall a call and ask for Pam, or they can check out our website at www.avon.com.
Sounds outstanding. Well, we know you're very busy with all the different businesses wanting to get into the area, Pam, so we certainly appreciate the time very much. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me. Have a good day.
Thank you. You do the same. That's Pam Fechter, Avon Planning Coordinator, telling us what's in store over the next few months here. Boy, some exciting times for sure in the city of Avon.